prediction, misprediction, and happiness. I searched the literature of cognitive science for any research on future blindness and found nothing. But in the literature on happiness, I did find an examination of our chronic errors in prediction that'll make us happy. This prediction error works as follows. You're about to buy a new car. It's going to change your life, elevate your status, and make your commute a vacation. It's so quiet that you can hardly tell if the engine is on, so you can listen to Rachmaninoff's nocturnes on the highway. This new car will bring you to a permanently elevated plateau of contentment. People will think, "Hey, he has a great car," every time they see you. Yet you forget that the last time you bought a car, you also had the same expectations. You don't anticipate that the effect of the new car will eventually wane and that you'll revert to the initial condition as you did last time. A few weeks after you drive your new car out of the showroom, it'll become dull. If you'd expected this, you probably wouldn't have bought it. You are about to commit a prediction error that you have already made, yet it would cost so little to introspect. Psychologists have studied this kind of misprediction with respect to both pleasant and unpleasant events. We overestimate the effects of both kinds of future events in our lives. We seem to be in a psychological predicament that makes us do so. This predicament is called anticipated utility by Danny Kahneman and affective forecasting by Dan Gilbert. The point is not so much that we tend to mispredict our future happiness, but rather that we don't learn recursively from past experiences. We have evidence of a mental block and distortions in the way we fail to learn from our past errors in projecting the future of our affective states. We grossly overestimate the length of the effect of misfortune on our lives. You think that the loss of your fortune or current position will be devastating, but you're probably wrong. More likely, you'll adapt to anything, as you probably did after past misfortunes. You may feel a sting, but it'll not be as bad as you expect. This kind of misprediction may have a purpose: to motivate us to perform important acts like buying new cars or getting rich, and to prevent us from taking certain unnecessary risks. And it's part of a more general problem. We humans are supposed to fool ourselves a little bit here and there. According to Trivers' theory of self-deception, this is supposed to orient us favorably toward the future. But self-deception isn't a desirable feature outside of its natural domain. It prevents us from taking some unnecessary risks, but we saw earlier how it doesn't as readily cover a spate of modern risks that we don't fear because they're not vivid, such as investment risks, environmental dangers, or long-term security.